Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
The Mother's Day is an uplifting day. We got to keep telling our children that if you believe, you can achieve. Mothers, you must dream big. You must soar high. And you must always think positive.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 48 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. Sunday school classes for all ages begin at 9 a.m. and morning worship service begins promptly at 10 a.m. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. Friends, today's message comes from our powerful Mother's Day service. And Dr. Williams titles the message, Rise Up and Call Her Blessed. And he takes his scripture from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 down through 31. And he focuses on verse 10. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
And as we read, you read it when you go home, Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. And today I'm going to read Proverbs 31, verse number 10. You find it when you say amen.
Amen.
Let's read it with some energy.
Yes, sir.
Who can find a
virtuous woman?
For her price is... And out of that, I want to talk about rise up and call her blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Rise up and call her blessed. I lived probably, if you're talking about blocks, 20 blocks, miles, maybe a mile and a half, from a family that had 19 children. And the father worked for the railroad and gave directions outside at his home. They were very blessed. I mean, they had whatever they needed materially. They had it. I went to school with six or seven of those children, and two of those boys, we were close friends, and I happened to be blessed. One of the daughters, when I was a young man, I dated her for a while. I looked at that family, most of all the mother, always loving, always kind. Anytime we would go there, she would always offer us something to drink and something sweet to eat.
Yes, sir.
Kind. I never heard her raise her voice. I never heard her get on her children. They were just like her, kind and loving. And when I saw that, I said, I'm living in that household. I have friends like that. Lord, I want to be calm when I grow up and peaceful.
Amen.
If you would bless me with a kind, loving, and peaceful wife.
Yes, sir.
Here I am, 11, 12 years old. I never stopped praying until I found her. There is nothing more healthy than to live in a peaceful home. I never heard that lady, several others I visited their home, but we had to be escorted and told what home we could visit and the ones we couldn't. I never heard those ladies talking about other people's in the neighborhood didn't have what they had. They was always open to share. I was surrounded by Negroes and white people and Indians, and we did well. We was blessed because I still have it in me. I don't like to be around fussing and arguing and lying people. I don't like it, and I don't care what you say. I never will like it. This past week, I went to the rescue of a young lady, 24 years old, because she's made some errors in life. And somebody said, she's not going nowhere. And I had to catch myself because I wanted to say, how do you know where you're going? All you know is what you have done and is in your past. You don't know what the future holds. And at least she has now found out that it's not what I did, but where I'm going with what I have.
Amen.
Friends, you cannot, you never will, and it's not beneficial, never, to always be down in somebody.
Amen.
The Mother's Day is an uplifting day.
Amen.
Amen. We got to keep telling our children that if you believe, you can achieve. That you must tell your children, mothers, you must dream big. You must soar high. And you must always think positive. Move determined and grow constantly. Everything I've tried to do for the Lord leading me, I had people criticizing, we can't, I can't. That's your speech, but don't teach it to me. Can't, mama said, died on Calvary. And if can't died on Calvary, then it will never rise again. Our positiveness, very few mothers have not been positive. It's just we didn't listen. Church, it's not good to look back and say, if I would have, I could have.
Yes, sir.
Would have, could have, going to have is not going to help you. You have to put it into action.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Rudyard Kipling said, if I were hanging on the highest hill, I know whose love will follow me still. D.L. Moody, one of the greatest evangelists who ever lived, said, all that I have ever accomplished, I owe it to my mother.
Amen.
At a memorial service for her mother on May 10, 1908, Annie Jarvis gave a carnation, her mother's favorite flower, to everyone in attendance. Within the next few years, the idea of a day to honor mothers caught on, and on May 9, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Amen. If Wilson had never did it, you should do it. Let me share something personal with you. When I left home and got my first job, when May came, I called my three brothers, was grown, one was in high school, I said, what are we going to get mama for Mother's Day? I had one brother like some of you. He said, what is it going to cost? That don't have anything to do with mother. And that's what I said. He said, well, we need to know what it costs. I said, well, we don't need to know what it costs. This is what we need to get. And I told him to go to Marshall Field. If you know anything about Chicago, you know what I'm talking about. I said, go to Marshall Field and get her a nice pink suit. I'll never forget it. And I said to the other brother, and while you're in there, go upstairs and you get her a mixed blue hat. He said, those hats cost money. I said, that's why you work every day. I told the other brother, you get some shoes and a purse. Are you listening? Not because she needed, she already had it. But I couldn't help but to think about when we were young, she made sure her boys looked good. And I'm not going to go now, and I'm a grown man, well, almost, and working every day. I said to her, you'll never worry about an outfit for Mother's Day, for Easter, and your birthday.
Yes, sir.
Amen. She said, I don't need all that stuff. I said, that's why we're getting it for you, because you don't need it. You need some, have some stuff you don't need.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I went to South America. I didn't need to go down there, but I wanted to go.
Amen.
And so friends, brothers, and sisters, you said, I'm married. My wife don't like my mother. That's her business. But it has nothing to do with you.
Amen.
There's no woman in the sky would make me not love my mother.
Amen.
Not only on earth, she couldn't even be in the sky. Because she wasn't the one that gave birth to me.
Yes, sir.
And she ought to be happy that God blessed her to get me.
Amen,
amen, Ruth. Church, I don't know of anyone to whom I owe more than to my mother.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm highlighting this passage and hanging on to verse 28. And her children rise up and call her blessed. For whom you have a great, my friends, for when you have a great mother, you can't help as you grow up, stand up, my friends, better yet, rise up. You can't help but see her as blessed and a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, amen.
Amen.
Some of you didn't have nothing, and your mother made sure you had something. Some of you, your mother had to help you since you married Joe June. Your mother had to help you and told you don't tell him. Amen, lights. You cannot ever tell Ephraim that you cannot do for your mother. Amen. When we was building this building, the architect and some of the committee is still living, I said to the architect, I said, now when we, as you're drawing the plans, make sure that the women's restroom is nice and part of it is a lounge. He says, it's going to cost more. That's not your business. I said, then make a lounge for them. They don't use it now. And I says, then make sure they have a dressing room when they get ready to get married. I says, then make sure they have a large commercial kitchen.
Yes, sir.
That they don't have to squeeze around each other. What I was saying, make it convenient for the women.
Amen.
And if you go around, you see it is convenient.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, and then I married a woman, and her mother was kind to me. In fact, her mother said some words on my behalf to the woman who thought that this would never happen. Her mother said, you better not let that good man get away. I carried the flowers, went in the yard and cut them and put two sets of ribbon around them. I said, I know you like flowers, so I bought you a bouquet. I wouldn't get dating then because a girl wouldn't let me. Her mother said, well, I never received nothing like this. I said, you'll have some more coming. Are you listening?
Yes.
Let me say something that is shocking to you. You said men, you said, well, you know, you were lucky or you were blessed. If you want to make, this is just free. You don't have to give no tip or no money. It's free. If you meet somebody that you really love, I mean love them, and they are all of that they think they are, you can bring them down to where you live if you know how to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
Let me throw out something. It's free. You got to listen when she's talking about nothing. Listen, and then when she gets through talking, about nothing, you say something. You know, I appreciate you. You're wise. Don't put her down. And then go in the kitchen, child, and wash the dishes. Amen. And they ask, you want something to drink? Take her some Coca-Cola. Not Coca-Cola, but Coca-Cola. That's what you make on your own. That lady will stop being up here mean, hateful. She'll start coming down here where you are and being loving. And the women said,
amen.
Did your men get it? Is that right, Wanda? Say amen. You know you love it. You see, women are born by God. Read your own book. To be treated nice. Men the ones trained them to be mistreated. And so now it has grown in them, they expect it. I don't expect for nobody to mistreat me, not even myself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I had a doctor and he was mean and I left him and got somebody else.
Amen.
You're not gonna give me no medicine and you mean. It's the same way you cannot marry somebody and love them or not love them, expect them to be nice and sweet. Amen. Let me give you another one. This one is free. I go and get me a glass of iced tea, and before I get there, then I pass it to my wife. She said, I don't want it. I said, oh, it's good. Try it. But I know one thing, I didn't have nothing left. There's nothing you can supersede being loving and kind. Any church, check it out. Any church that is doing well and has done well, the bulk of the members are kind, loving, and prayer warriors. That I know.
Amen.
So you said, but we fuss all the time in our home. Not we, it's you. No, we can fuss. It takes we to fuss, but not you.
Right.
If they fussing and carrying on, just drop your head and Lord, you hear it. Will you please speak today? Lord, you know I've been tired. I'm working. I need some peace. And don't say it out loud. Just talk to God. And watch how God work it out. Now, that's free. You don't have to give no tip. That's you can take that on free. And then, friends, for when you have a great mother, you can help as you grow up to remember her. In the olden days, the men ran outside. They didn't do nothing in the house. Man, a man didn't do nothing in the house in the olden days. Is that right, Brother Brown? He didn't even wash dishes. He didn't take up his food. He didn't do nothing in the old days. Now if he want to eat, he better learn how to cook. Somebody said, amen. And so in the text before us today, we read of a passage, author was by King Lemuria. Nothing else is known of him other than this chapter. But it seems as if he is writing his own mother's resume. Friends, in so doing, in these wonderful verses, he plainly distinguished and sets mama apart from us. Notice in these verses, my friends, he says, this is what he writes. She's worthy and my friends, she is unmatched by anybody. In these first verses of the text, the writer points out that a grandmother has a worth, second to none, and is unequally a great mother. Church, he explains what makes her worth so great by showing that she is a lady of virtue. That's verse number 10, part A. Of everything else that could be said of this lady, she's above all else, is a lady of virtue. The text says, an excellent wife who can find. That's what this man says. She's an excellent wife who can find. And friend, we know this verse in the King James Version as, who can find a virtuous woman? Notice the word excellent or virtuous. That is, used literary mean worth of valor. Worth something. Got something going. And the mistakes that is made today, we want people to be like we want them to be. We didn't make them, but we want to make them over. It's not going to happen. Especially in 2019. This word speaks of the idea of a wonderful soldier who is deserving of the reward that he will receive. This word is the same Hebrew word used by God to Moses in Exodus 18 to describe the character of the judges that he appointed. Listen, church. And so this woman being referred to here is not an ordinary one, but she is in a class all by herself. Amen. You see, just as the judges had to be qualified for the work, she is qualified for her work. Because she loves the Lord, she lives for the Lord. Amen. There's an illustration I had to give. I remember reading of a college student who had filled the walls of his dorm or his dormitory room with all kind of unqualified reward and pictures on his wall of women. His mother came to visit him and she didn't say nothing. She just looked at him and didn't say a word. And when she got ready to leave, he had stepped out and she put a picture in the middle of all those pictures on the wall. And the picture she put on the wall, in the middle of them, was Jesus Christ. When she came back, this is the mother. When she came back, my friends, to visit him 2 or 3 months later, the mother describes here in verse 10, is one who not weary or badged or blow her horn, yet her life speaks volume of herself.
Yes, sir.
She is valiant, a lady of valor and virtue.
Yes, sir.
She is a lady of godliness.
Yes, sir.
This woman is a woman of excellence.
Yes,
when she came back, that was none of the pictures he had on the wall. The only picture that was on the wall then was Jesus Christ. That's a real mother. Then go in and tell anybody, I'm sending you to college and you dumb, you don't have no brain, you crazy. She didn't say nothing because if you don't say nothing, you don't get nothing. And he to her and removed them all. What a speech that can be to disperse wisdom without saying a word. Church, she is a lady of value, 10b through 12. Now, you don't find that much in many other areas. Not only do we see that this godly mother is a lady of virtue, but she is a lady of value. He says that she is far more precious than jewel. In the King James Version, they said rubies. In the days of our text, rubies or pearls was considered a priceless commodity. Church, listen carefully. They might be compared to gold in our day. He shows that this mother is worth far more than ever the rest, the rash commodity. There's no price tag on her.
Yes, sir.
You can't bargain for her or buy her because she is the valuable to, not my friend, not to be bought.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She, you can't get her on Amazon, eBay,
yeah,
or find her on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
She not on Facebook.
Yes.
The only Facebook she's on is the Holy Bible.
Yes, sir.
Because she loves and practices her love.
Right, right.
Amen. Yeah. My friends, they might compare her, but they won't get her.
Yeah.
For she is a lady, I repeat, a value. As a result of her tremendous value, her husband, listen, men, her husband trusts her wholeheartedly. Amen. He didn't have to worry about her stealing nothing, hiding shoes in the car. He didn't have to worry about all that stuff. Notice verse 11 and 12. The husband of this godly woman realizes how valuable she is. Thus he is able to trust her with full confidence. In verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. Amen. What he said without saying, when he come home, she wasn't fussing.
Yes, sir.
She was smiling. You want something cold to drink? That's working it. You got to learn how to work it. You got to learn how later, every now and then, you got to learn to cook dinner. Cheesecake is all right, but it's not your dinner. Amen. You got to learn how to make a cake sometime. Don't go buy one, make one. Amen. You got to learn how to encourage him with the clothes he buy that you don't like.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's this virtuous woman. Amen.
Amen.
He is able to trust her. And he is able to trust her conduct. In verse 12, she does him good and not harm all the days of her life. What more would you ask for? He's not worried that she will embarrass him. He in public. She's going to say what she has to say in private.
Amen.
Why don't you all tap somebody and say, believe that date, because I need some private stuff now. Look at somebody, you know it. Don't look at them if you know they're doing it, just look Messiah. Some stuff you should never say in the public. Should be said in private. Amen. I was in Nordstrom some years ago with my boss, and she was shopping, and that was the day I was to go with her. And this man and this woman was arguing over, she wanted a purse, and he got the cussing over a purse. And I said, and he came and told me, he said, she's crazy. I don't know, I can't say nothing. And finally she said to me, I moved as fast as I could. And she said, but he don't complain when I go to work every day. Then I want to tell the brother, shut up. Why you want to argue a purse? You ought to want her to have a purse. Where is it? You ought to want her to have a purse hanging her arm so it looks good. And every now and then she hold it out so somebody can see it. She's representing you if she looks good. She's representing you if she act good. She's representing you if she speak well. What are you arguing about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that right, Charles? I just want to wake him up, you know. This is real, the real world. And so, friend, thus, if you look at it, friend, he's not worried, I repeat, that she'll embarrass him. Friend, a mother, and without question, that's a woman of value.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I could never, and I don't like to use that word, but I could never, never live with a woman that cuss. Never. Because if she cussed me once, I would be gone. I didn't marry her to cuss me. I married her to love me. Not to cuss me, love me. You want to cuss? Go in the garage. And many said,
amen.
All right. The New York Times was asked to help a group of club women decide on the 12 greatest women in the United States. And after, my friends, due consideration, the editor replied, the 12 greatest women in the United States are women who have never been heard of outside of their own homes. They are not famous, just faithful. Listen carefully, friend. They are not in limelight. They keeps the light. They are not known for their Twitter or Instagram or, my friend, Facebook follows. But these famous women, they make no impact in contacting these false ideals. They are quiet, and their famousness is in their home. Amen. When a woman takes care of children and she has a husband at home, she got a job.
Amen.
And if she works and take care of children and take care of her husband and take care of herself, he don't have but two things to say. Thank you, baby. I'm proud of you. My wife got sick and I had to take care of two children and I had to work. I'm telling you, it's a job.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Keeping the house up, keeping it clean.
Yes, sir.
Cooking, going to work,
yes,
being
sir.
Back, rushing to get home, and then you can't sleep at night because you're so tired.
Yes,
it's a mother has a job at home taking care of that home.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
So nothing bad, nothing wrong with buying her a good purse every now and then.
Amen.
And don't buy no cheap one either. Buy one that holds up. So the friend, so these women are glad, and they're yet not in the light or limelight putting on.
Yes, sir.
The 12 greatest women are mothers, friends, and I think an article that describes and defines the most creative job in the world, the most creative job in the world,
yes, sir,
is a job how a mother handles it.
Yes, sir.
It says, the most creative job in the world involves fashion, decorating, recreation, education, transportation, psychology, romance, literature, art, economics, my friend, generosity, religion, entertainment, energy, and management.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
This is painful to say, but it's true. If it had not been in the olden days for the mothers, we wouldn't have had too much.
Amen.
They took nothing and made something out of it.
Amen.
Let me tell some of the young women who's always talking about old school. I've seen women take ham bone, the bone. That's the bone you can't eat.
Yes, sir.
And put that bone in a pot and put a lot of good season in it. And let that bone boil a little while. And then they take some, you don't know what this is, they take some butter beans, stripe it, and put them butter beans in this nice bone juice. And when you get them butter beans, you put your spoon down and lick the plate. And you all know that's fact. And now you cook steak, make gravy, and you don't want to even cook it. That's what we call managing. We couldn't throw away nothing. Eat all you want, but you can't throw away nothing. I learned I would not be able to finish today. She is a lady of virtue and of value. She has a worth that is unequal. Mothers, friends, anyone who can find all of those jobs has to be somebody special. She is the mother of the year.
Amen.
Amen. There's nobody like a real mother.
Amen.
A work that is unmatched. In these verses, the author moves from a mother's unequaled, my friends, to worth, to her unmatched words. He describes in grand details the labor, travail, and work that she involves herself in. He outlines her unmatched work by showing that it is a desired work. Verse 13. The writer explains that the unmatched work of a mother is a desire to work for her family.
Yes.
He tells us that she worked with willing hands.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, my friend, the word willing that he uses means with pleasure and desire. I used to criticize my mother privately to my brother and sister. That woman get up every morning at 4 o'clock. 4:30, she in the kitchen cooking. She never went to work without making sure there was food ready for her children. She said that if you don't eat, put food in your stomach, your brains won't function well. I lived to be, till I left home at 17 years old, I had never tasted cereal, cornflakes, and whatever kind of other flakes they had. My mother wouldn't buy that. She said, you don't need that cold stuff. You can't think when you eat cold stuff. You got to get something warm, something to warm you up and warm your brains up. So friends, I admired my wife. Every morning, she was never a morning person. If you want to get along with her, don't bother her in the morning. But she made sure she got up before she went to work and fixed breakfast for her children before they went to school. Then when we changed shifts, I did it. Get yourself up. Talking about I'm tired. Tired of what? Go to bed. Cut that loud thing off that you call television. Oprah not gonna cook for you. Your children need to be nurtured before they go to school. I talked to my kids and told them, and then my wife would talk to them. She's gone to work, and now I'm the mother and the father. And I talked to my son and my daughter. Talk to them. Showed them how to work. Showed them how to wash dishes. Showed them how to cook. Showed them how to clean the house. Showed them how to take care of themselves. Because I know someday they will not be with me. And I shall never forget, as long as I live, my mother visited me in Chicago, and it really bothered me. She got there, and next day she gets up, and she moves around in the house, and I thought to myself, oh, my God. She says, I want to thank you, son. You all keep a nice house. She says, are you still helping? I said, if I want to stay here, I have to help. She says, but no, your wife has gone to work. It's your job. Amen. 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 Mothers, we love you. Oh, yeah. We're proud of you. Proud of you. You're 60 now, 70. Don't lay in the bed all day. It's bad for your health. Move around so you can be active. Yes, sir. And don't talk about I'm too old to get married. I married one 84 last year. Many 84 years old when she got married and went away for 2 weeks. God will bless you.
Yes, sir.
Think up here. Never think down here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he will bless you. There's a woman that a lot of people like very much. First name, last name, and Angela. What's the first name? You remember her? I want to quote her today. She said, I am a Christian. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not shouting. I'm clean living. I am whispering. I was lost. Now I'm found and forgiven. She says, when I say I'm a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride and confessing that I stumble and need Christ to be my guide.
Yes, sir.
When I say I'm a Christian, she says, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and need his strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and need God to clean up my mess.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God. There is a name I love to hear. I love his word. It sounds like music in my ears. It's sweet. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how. Why do we love him? There's a reason. That's why we love him. Oh, how If you're here today and would like to accept Jesus, you'll never forget you accept him on Mother's Day. Will you come today and say yes to him? There's a name. I love. I love to sing. You come behind me. It's sweet. Will you come today? Oh. How? Because. Will you come today? Will you say yes to him today? He's speaking to your heart. Will you say yes? Love me. Sing an ode. How? Because. Why do we love him? Why do we love him? Why do we love him? Because. Will you come today? Will you come today? Will you come today? Oh. Will you come today? Because. Amen.